Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited this evening to just be back on our prayer, in our worship service today. I just give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity today to be back on our radio broadcast today. I give God all reverence and praise. He's a mighty good God on today. We're going to call our worship to order. Hallelujah. We're giving God all praise and glory on today. We're going to have a short devotion now, and we'll have a song, a scripture, and a prayer.
Catch me now, oh, just say, hear my heart.
Amen, amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the word of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he have done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in the law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. I have just read you from Psalm 78, from the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you today to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, if we've offended anyone, if we've hurt anyone, Lord, if we've caused anyone to stumble today, Lord, we ask your forgiveness on today. We ask you today, Father, to search our hearts and search our minds and search our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, Lord, just giving you all the praise, Lord, and giving you all the glory today. We come magnifying your holy name on today, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We come thanking you, Father. We give you praise today, and we give you glory on today. Lord, we ask you today to take over and take control of our worship service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you today, Lord, to take over, Lord, and take control of our worship service, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come just thanking you. Thanking you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to put a change the atmosphere on our worship service. You know just what to do, Lord. Change the atmosphere, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord. Send your anointing, Father. Send your anointing, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord. Send your anointing, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just come, Lord, graciously, Lord, and just asking you now to let me lay my will down, Lord. I'm asking you today to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Lord, and take over our radio broadcast. Take over, Lord. Take control, Lord. As we put it all in your hand. All in your hand, Father. It's all in your hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory today. We give you praise today. And we magnify your name, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I just lay my will down today, Father. We just thank you right now. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for our our devotion, and we're going to get ready to close our devotion today. And we're just going to move on to our testimony. And you know, God has been so good. I just know He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. And this is Apostle Dr. Deborah Beans. I'm telling you, God does miracles. And He still do them. He did them back in Egypt. And He's doing them still today. God never changes. That's one thing about God. He never, ever changes. And I thank Him today for being who He is in my life. I thank God because I can never be without Him. I cannot do anything without God. I just thank God so much. He's all that I have, and He's definitely all that I need, hallelujah, to get anything done, hallelujah. But, you know, when you give Him something, you got to give it to Him, hallelujah, so He can do what He do best. Let God be God. I thank and praise Him on today. I thank God for everyone that's on our radio broadcast today. I thank God for everyone that's in radio land on today. I give you praise, God, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice on today. I give you praise today. And you know, a lot of times we be looking for God to do big things. And a lot of times He do big things. But God can do a little thing for me, and I'm so grateful. You know what I'm saying? He can make my ingrown toenail stop hurting, and I'm so grateful. You know what I'm saying? He don't have to do all that for me. Hallelujah. He can give me a peace of mind, and I'm just grateful. I just thank and praise God on today, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. I'm going to play a song now. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a play a song now.
God, I'm gonna get off the
put it all in his hands. This and that and that and this. But I put it all in his hands. We have to do that. If we don't put it all in his hand, we are messed up. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God. We're in our testimony part of the service. We're going to get ready to move on if there isn't any more testimonies. We're going to get ready to move on. We're going to go on into our praise and worship now. Fans, I'm going to play now by the grace of God. Amen. This is our praise and worship. We're out of our testimony service.
Oh,
shifting the atmosphere. I thank and praise God when he shifts the atmosphere, there is a change coming. Believe that. Hallelujah. There is a change coming. We're going to hear one more.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Turning around for us. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for that. We're going to get ready to get in God's word. Father, we just come so thankful today and so grateful, Lord. I ask you today to let me decrease, Holy Spirit, that the Holy Ghost can increase and bring your word on today, Father. I don't know nothing apart from Christ, but I give him all of me. Hallelujah. I give him all of me to you. Hallelujah. I ask you now, Lord, to bind the strong man today, Father. Bind it up, Lord. Bind him today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you just speak to your people how you want to speak to them. I ask you all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Today, hallelujah, we just thank and praise God for another opportunity to bring God's word on today. Today we'll be coming from Exodus chapter 20. And just one verse, Exodus chapter 20, verse 19. I'm sorry, just one verse. And it reads as follows. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. I'm going to read it one more time. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. So, you know, back in that time, God had just given Moses the Ten Commandments. This is 2019, you know, up in the 20s. 3 and 24 and 2012 and 20, but a little further in this chapter, God has just given Moses the Ten Commandments, and he was still dealing with Israel, and he brought them out of Egypt, and he studied proving himself over and over and over again, and they still disobeying God. So they could not do that law with the sacrificial law with the blood of goats and stuff. It wasn't doing the job. So God gave Moses the Ten Commandments for them to keep. And they still wasn't obedient to God. So at this time, they had disobeyed God. And they know God told them, you know, stay from in front of me. I don't want you in front of me. I'm going to talk through my servant Moses and through angels. And through my angels, I talk through Moses or the angels. So they asked Moses, speak to God for them, and we are here. But let not God speak with us. They was afraid that they would die. So even as of today, God proves himself over. And let me just give, if I had to have a subject, I would say, must I listen, because God speak to us all the time. He speak to us all the time, but we don't listen. over and over and over again. Israel, he was steady proving himself and speaking to Moses and the angels, and they still wasn't doing right. They was not doing right. They were still wanting to do what they want to do. They want to worship other gods and doing all kind of stuff, just like we're doing today. But they wasn't doing what God had instructed for them to do. I got a couple, two or three scriptures I want to go through. Deuteronomy 25 through 27. Deuteronomy 25 and 27. Deuteronomy 5, chapter 5. Okay. 25 through 27. And here he says, "Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we should die." They was afraid because he had warned them through Moses. He was sick and tired of them doing the same old stuff. They was steady disobeying him. "For who is there of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and live?" Because he was speaking through the burning bush. He was speaking through fire. And they were saying that fire was consuming, was going to consume them, burn them up. And it was. "Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it." But they saying it. They said it every time, but they always go back on their word. They always broke covenant with God by disobeying God like we doing now. We do the same thing. We hear God. We know our Ten Commandments. We know what God says, and they don't want to accept it. Don't want to accept it, just the Ten Commandments, because he did away with the ceremonial law. He did away with the sacrificial laws, killing the goats and the rams and he did away with that because that blood would not do for the sins that they were committing or we were committing. He had to have something else, somebody else. So we're going to go to Galatians 3 and 19 over in the New Testament. And I'm just so, he just gave me this thing. I said, "Lord." But it's to me too, you see. Galatians 3 and 19 says, "Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one." So at this point, because the transgression that they were committing to make sin known and to restrain them, the law was mediated through angels and Moses, where the covenant with Abraham was given directly by God. The presence of a mediator assumes that it's two parties, and the need of a mediator should inferiority to the law. And what I'm saying is, the sins that they were committing when you commit sin, when you break the law and the commandment, you cannot love God. I know we all sin and fall short. I know we do. But you don't respect and love God when you sin like that and know you're sinning. How can you love him when you know what he stands for? He is love. God is love. So how you gonna love him if you don't know him? How can a husband and wife or a girlfriend and boyfriend love each other and they don't know each other? They just been talking on the phone. How can they haven't built a relationship? They haven't done it. They haven't come before each other. How can they have love between each other when you don't know God? How can you love him? Because if you did, he would love you and you would have the love of God, and God's love will constrain you, will pull you back from any sin that you was doing or wanted to do. The love of God constraineth us. It holds us back from sinning the way we would sin before we knew and loved God. But we Israel was so disobedient, was just so disobedient, God was so upset with them. He was so upset, and he didn't want Moses coming to them anymore for them because they was hard-headed, stiff-necked people. That's why they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, because of their stiff-necked disobedience. Disobedient, when you disobedient, I mean you don't respect. When you do what your mom and your dad say don't do, that means disrespectful. That means that you're not respecting them. How in the world can you respect them and you don't do nothing they ask you to do? That's the same thing with God. He gave us the Ten Commandments, and we don't keep them today. We don't keep them. Folks say they see, do, and they want to say, but they don't, Don't keep them, because if you did, stuff wouldn't be going on in the world today. If everybody kept his commandments, all this stuff wouldn't be going on today, especially about the Sabbath day. All of the commandments, Ten Commandments, but the Sabbath day, people think you crazy in another world or something when they come to talk about the Sabbath day. They think you're wrong and all that, and all they have to do is go in the Word of God and understand it and search it daily until they get it, meditate on it, so God can open up your understanding, because a lot of people don't understand because we was taught wrong. Yes, the ones that taught us wrong were just men. They were just men. Everybody makes mistakes. It was a mistake for us to not search the scripture daily to find out for ourselves. Now that I know, hallelujah, God don't have to tell me no more. He don't have to no more, because I'm on it. I was on it when my husband first told me about it, but not like now, because I know we serve a God that never changed. Never changed. And he did not change his Ten Commandments. And I'm so grateful today. I'm grateful today that he allowed me to know. And I want everybody to know. That's why I don't mind saying it. But he said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covenant. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Are we doing these things? Are we keeping these commandments? Well, if you sin from one, you can't. If you can't do one, you can't do none of them. You better try to do all of them. If you mess up on one, you repent and try to get it the next time right. Don't be crazy. You better search these scriptures daily to know what God is saying. Hallelujah. Then over in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 19, I'm just telling you, God, when I tell you, God not playing. He's not playing because, honey, some stuff finna come up here in a few weeks. Huh. I ain't going to say months. Chapter 12, verse 19. And everybody going to know God, who God is. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Because, you know what? They weren't that afraid because they were steady doing wrong stuff. The Israel was. They were steadily doing wrong stuff and study down God and study making graven images and study dancing and study making all this stuff. They weren't even paying attention to what Moses was saying from God. It was a mediator there. Really, it was Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the mediator. But God was doing it through angels and Moses. But even today, we got to know, we got to try to do the best we can to keep those commandments. Do you hear me? It is so important that we keep the commandments of God. Well, I wouldn't even be talking. I would, because Israel, they died off. They never did make it into the promised land. Never. But the children of it, their children did. And the children that went into the promised land was 20 years of age and below. They didn't know nothing about what their parents had did and what they went through and all that for people telling them. Because they stayed in the wilderness 40 years, they died. Most of them died off out there for being disobedient. You think God, hallelujah, not going to come, going to send his wrath, his judgment? He is. Because we're doing the same thing he said. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't don't covenant. All of those commandments he said for us not to do, and we're doing every last one of them. Don't bear false witness. Thou should not covet. Thou should not commit adultery. Thou should not kill. Honor thy mother and father. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Thou should not take the name of the Lord, thy God, in vain. That's all you hear people say. God. That's terrible. Thou should not make unto thee any graven image. Thou should not have no other God before me. We got all kind of gods. We making out of gods. Idols and things. Idling this and idling that. Bowing down to stuff he said don't bow down to. We doing it every day. Even all the stuff that's going on, because he said when I'm on my way back, you're going to tell. You're going to know in some of the ways is you won't be able to tell the season from the season. You won't even be able to tell a man from a woman. Hallelujah. And we can't hardly do it distinguish anymore. wars and rumors of wars. I mean wars everywhere. They fighting and marching and doing this and doing that everywhere. You don't think he already peeping through the clouds? He is. And we're not obeying him. All this Sodom and Gomorrah, that's what America is. Because it's got so much junk in it. So many things. Nobody's perfect, but we better be trying to get there. Stop trying to be like Petey Jakes and Juanita and Bynum. I ain't want to be like nobody but Jesus. I don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. Ain't no human do this but God. But we got to make up in our minds and in our hearts that we want to keep his commandments. Oh, she must be Seventh-day Adventist. I don't care what they say about me. And I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm a Sabbath-day keeper, like it says in the Ten Commandments. That's what I am, trying to keep the Ten Commandments. That's all. But people don't do that. They run on Sundays. When you go Sunday, you can worship God any day of the week, but when you do it on Sundays, they say you be worshiping the sun god. You know, I'm not going to say that, but that's what it is in the Word of God. That's what it says in the Word of God. But I feel like God don't care if you worship him any day of the week. Hallelujah. He don't. But we got to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. We got to. I'm telling you. We can't keep on not doing what God say. We don't kill. We don't steal. We don't commit adultery. We don't bear false witness against our neighbor. We don't. Let me get them right so I won't say them wrong, Lord. We honor thy father and mother. We don't bear false witness. We don't covenant. We don't have no other gods before him. And we don't make graven images. We have to do what God says. We have to keep these commandments. When I tell you it's so important, time is winding up. Time is winding up. I'm telling you. God is not, and he's not accepting these excuses anymore. Well, you know, I thought I might do this. And when I tell you that Satan will put the enemy will put all kind of thoughts in your head, you have to cast down vain imaginations. If he wasn't doing it, he wouldn't have never put in the Word of God that you have to cast down vain imaginations. Satan will put all that stuff in your head. You have to cast it down, all kind of stuff. Hallelujah, even a talk to you. You ain't worth living. You may as well go on and hit that post and kill yourself. Satan to say all that kind of stuff. Fall down the steps. Do this. Just all kind of stuff. He will say to you, you have to bind, rebuke, and bind his mouth, you know, out of your head. Because that's what he communicates with us through thinking, our minds. You know, but Jeremiah 31 and 31 says, and I don't have a lot of time left, but I'm going to read this, and then we're going to close out. And my home for this was for us to keep God's commandments and stop willfully disobeying God. Because when you don't keep his commandments, he said, how can they love me? They don't keep my commandments. How? Tell me, how can they love me? They don't love me. They don't know nothing about me because they will not keep my commandments as much as I all this book, much as I talk to them, they still won't keep my commandments. I'm going to try everything I have to keep God's commandments. He said, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in their inward part and write it in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Thus said the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the audience of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. So God put that in the law, the Ten Commandments, in our heart, in our inward parts, and he wrote them on our hearts. So we know right from wrong. We know when we're doing right and when we're doing wrong. Don't nobody have to tell us that's wrong. You should be doing that, or you should remember the Sabbath. It should come to you. When you hear it, it should automatically register and say it, that's right. But most people thinking they're doing church on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not on Sunday, it's on Saturday. And man changed the days. So God is not pleased with that. But when we tell you about it, people don't even want to do that. But you got to listen and pay attention to somebody. You got to study to show yourself approved. I mean, you got to investigate. You got to look. You got to go back in history. You got to know. If you think it's something wrong, go back and search it out for yourself. Research it yourself. But do the right thing for the Lord. You do what God says do. Don't worry about man. Don't worry about an apostle. Apostle going to search it out for herself. And when you're doing the right thing, the Holy Ghost will quicken your spirit, I tell you, because he quickened mine. And I know I'm doing it right. Hallelujah. Can't nobody else tell me no different. My husband's trying to tell me all the time. And if I wasn't listening to him, you know, hallelujah, it has to be the Holy Ghost to quicken my spirit. He had already told me all the stuff. But it had to be God to make it in my heart, to write it in my heart. It's to make me accept it like I have. And I thank and praise God that I'm on the right track and I'm doing as much as I can to be a perfect unto God, as close as I can to be perfect. So I'm thanking and praising God that we standing in obedience unto God. We doing what God has called us to do. We're not being disobedient, because when you disobedient, you can't love God. If you want, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But if we're not keeping them, how are we going to say we love God? We ain't studying God if we can't keep his commandments. So I just want to encourage everybody on today to try to study and research and know what God's words say. Know what his word says. Know what his word says. For I thank and praise God that he gave me this. As he did. He gave me this the other day. And I was saying, Lord, he said, say what I say. Say what I tell you to say. Not what you want to preach. I ain't trying to tickle nobody's ears, because time is running out. So I'm going to close out with that, because God brought Jesus, the mediator, and he died. One man died for all of that other stuff, and his blood was shed to cover our sins, and we don't have to worry about it anymore. We can repent and ask for forgiveness, but we still got to keep those commandments. So I want to thank you all for holding on as long as you have. I thank and praise God. I went over some, but I'm going to get ready to get off. I love you all. Know that if you need me, you call me. I love you. God love you too. You all have a blessed rest of this Sunday. I will see you on Thursday evening at the Praise Prayer and Prophecy Hour. God bless you. I love you. Have a good day.
Amen. Love you. Amen.
God bless.